What this means is that if our child needs us, we can be there. I remember one example of this I had on one of the very first events I led like this at Buddhafield. This mum sat down to meditate. She later said this was the first time she had meditated since her child was born. Her child was maybe 3 or 4. She was sitting meditating, looking incredibly peaceful. He was sitting colouring something in over the other side of the tent. And he decided he wanted his mum. So he got up, turned round, looked at her, and before I knew it, I watched him run full pelt across the tent at his mum. And kerthwack, they hit with force. She gave him a hug. He then seemed to be okay with it, turned round and went back to where he was colouring. I asked her afterwards what she made of it, and she said it was lovely. She heard him coming. She turned her attention to him. She gave him the love he needed, and he was happy and off he went. And then she carried on with her meditation. So there's that lightness of touch there, that lightness of placing attention. Sometimes it may be our feelings. Sometimes it may be that we give our attention to the breathing. But we may at times pick that up and give the attention to our child. We can also pay attention to, if we feel our child is needing our attention, does it? Does our child really need that attention? Or are they just kind of demanding it? I remember watching one dad with his young child as he was sitting meditating, and the child had grabbed his finger and was pulling his finger. "Dad, dad, 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 come on, dad, come on, dad," the lad was saying. And the question that I could see the dad was trying to work with was, is this just my child just demanding attention for the sake of it? Or does the child actually need my attention? And that's something we can be very interested in. What's here? What's my response to this? How do I feel when my child is demanding my attention? Do I feel anxious and think, oh my God, I must jump straight away? It's very common, I think, in our culture for us to take the view that if we're not giving 100% of our attention to our child, then we're bad parents. Personally, this is rubbish. It's a very important thing and valuable thing for our child, for us to give attention to ourselves as well.